In the evening chant, it refers to the Buddha and the Sangha as my Lord. What is the Pali that is used in this expression, and could you expand on what it means? How does it compare to the Christian use of this word? Being a former Christian, use of the word Lord is troubling as one who should be worshipped. Thank you. Yes, this is true. Some of the language that is used is, how do you say, sometimes it's hard, because you're translating it into the English language, then you're stuck with English meanings. So that, and there's the translations were done probably, that we're using, probably done about 20 years ago in England. And a lot of it was done by committee. So that there were long sometimes convoluted kind of discussions on how to translate something. And I'm not actually familiar enough with Pali to be sure what it's actually the exact translation of. But it was chosen with the knowledge that it's not going to be one, it's not satisfactory, and it's not going to be to everyone's taste, but there's a limited amount of words that we have in the English language to denote something that is worthy of respect, worthy of reverence, and I think that's the flavor that's trying to be caught, rather than something to be kind of worshipped, kind of obeyed, under the subjugation of. I mean, these are actually some of the more literal connotations of the word Lord. So it is important to have a general sense of the flavor and the tone of the teachings, and then recognize that it's hard to get the language to express, and one has to almost retranslate some of it into terminology that is more fitting for us as Buddhist practitioners.